Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Amir Adnani. Amir is the chairman and director. He's a founder of Brazil Resources, which we've also had as a sponsor of this show in the past, and he's was with them since 2005. Or I should say since 2005, he has served as the chief executive officer and president and director of Uranium Energy Corp. And that's the company we want to talk to Amir about today. That company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, and its symbol is UEC. There's about 136 million shares out earlier today, trading at about $1.66 in U.S. money, giving it a market cap for around $226 million. Thanks for joining me again, Amir.
Hi, Jay. It's good to be back on your show.
Always good to have you with me. You are a very highly acclaimed young entrepreneur, Doug Casey, who has been on this show and is scheduled to come on the 7th of March. I know has you as one of his leading entrepreneurs in the resource sector. And Casey, of course, has been a very successful investor, has a good grasp on this sector, I think, as well as anybody. So I would think that's a feather in your cap, Amir, but I thank you again for being with us. Uranium prices are up about 40% since November's low. It was actually down around $17.80 a pound. Unbelievable. What are the factors that have been driving the increase in price? Because that's a pretty sharp increase.
There has been a sharp increase since November of last year. And when you look at you know, the old adage, the cure for low prices is low prices. At around $18 per pound or $20 per pound, the uranium price is basically below any uranium miner's cost of production. Mm-hmm. Jay, that's you know, that's just, it just doesn't work. And you get to the point where not a single mine on the planet can make money, and you start to definitely feel pressure on the supply side. And that pressure started to really show itself in the news that came out in early January from Kazatomprom, which is the country of Kazakhstan's state uranium mining company and the world's biggest uranium mining company, announcing production cuts, which amounts to about 4% of global supply. And I think that news, coupled with some production cuts from last year by other uranium producers, has combined to finally send enough of upward pressure into the uranium price. We've seen the uranium price, as you mentioned, come up 40% since the November lows. In and around $25 per pound right now in the spot market. Jay, this is still a long ways off from where the marginal cost of production is in the business, which is $40 per pound, and where a number of feasibility studies and analysts expect the incentive prices to bring new uranium mines online, which is $75 per pound. So we got ways to go, but it's heading in the right direction. We're seeing a record number of nuclear reactors being built around the world. And whether it's issues around air pollution and air quality in the biggest cities of China and India, or energy security, which is becoming a big topic now, especially for the new administration in the U.S., I think nuclear power is starting to fit very well into global energy matrix as a clean, carbon emission free, low cost and scalable way of generating electricity.
So you've had a good deal you've had a lot of cuts in production, which has decreased your supply. That's driven the price to a great extent, but you're also seeing considerable demand growth, according to what you're telling me here.
And that's really the right formula to see a price turn around. So we're starting to see the supply cuts. We're starting to see demand pick up. And so the overall picture looks very promising right now.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned the Trump administration. Can you shed some light on that? How do things look now going forward over the next 4 years compared to the past 8 years? Will there be a difference, do you think, with Donald Trump in the White House?
There certainly are some political considerations and changes that will have impact, no doubt about it. And it starts with the fact that we had in President Obama, someone who was reluctantly supportive of nuclear power over 8 years. Nuclear power just didn't receive the same kind of support from his administration as renewable sources of power did. Mm-hmm. President Trump has already indicated support for nuclear power, and he has elected or nominated an energy secretary in Rick Perry, who really is a believer in all the above strategy, that we need a mix that is made up of not only sources like coal and natural gas and renewables, but that nuclear power, which already really, you know, already is a bedrock of electricity generation in the U.S. It's 20% of the power generation in the U.S., 65% of the carbon-free electricity generation in the U.S., that these things need to be supported, that nuclear power has to be supported. You also have the retirement of Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat who was really someone that was opposed to nuclear power expansion. I think his retirement will pave the way for more Democrats that really see a linkage between nuclear power and the issues around climate change to be more supportive and lend their support, something that in the during the kind of the Harry Reid era, maybe they were getting behind the Senate Majority Leader, and some Democrats were reluctant to support nuclear power. So I think the political winds have changed in a way that is positive for nuclear power. It is positive for uranium mining in the U.S. The issue around security of supply is a big theme in uranium and nuclear power in the U.S., Jay. The U.S. Mm-hmm. is importing 95% of its uranium requirements from foreign sources. Russia and Kazakhstan are large suppliers of uranium to the U.S. And so there really will be a push, in our opinion, towards seeing more domestic sources of uranium get developed in the U.S. to meet the needs of 100 nuclear reactors that are operating in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. I notice Rick Perry, of course, was a former governor of Texas, and that's where you're located. That's your main operation is in Texas, your mining operations there. So I guess you probably have some knowledge of Rick Perry. He probably is very favorably inclined towards nuclear energy, I suppose.
I'm just in my office right now, and I'm actually looking at a picture of myself and Rick Perry on my shelf there. We know him very well because he's the longest-serving governor of Texas from 2001 to 2015. That's just about the time that our company, Uranium Energy Corp., has been in existence, and we've been busy and focused on Texas as our main area for uranium exploration development, and where we even achieved uranium production in 2010. All of this happened while Rick Perry was the governor. So Uranium Energy Corp., JR Company, we have our offices in Corpus Christi in South Texas. And during the time while Rick Perry was the governor, we permitted two uranium mines, our Palangana-Goliad projects. Our Hobson facility was completely rebuilt and refurbished. And we generally felt and saw great support from him and his office towards seeing more uranium mining get developed within the state of Texas. Of course, Texas has had incredible economic growth during this period, and also it really is the energy capital of the U.S. So I think a lot of these policies he will bring with him as the new incoming energy secretary. And I think it's a big advantage for UEC that we have that connection and background with him. Having said that, our executive chairman, Spencer Abraham, is the former U.S. energy secretary under George W. Bush administration. And so when you look at our company, we have not only the right track record and background in Texas, but we also have the people that have previously run the Department of Energy, that have worked in Republican administrations and understand the issues that will be important to this new administration coming in. And Spencer Abraham is really a great asset for us to have as our executive chair. And people like Scott Melby, who's our executive VP, he's the former president of the Uranium Producers of America, former president of Cameco Inc., one of the world's largest uranium producer. There's a really great depth and skill set and knowledge in the UEC executive team that can tackle this incredible opportunity in front of us now to become a leading uranium mining company in the U.S. at a time that it is desperately needed to have more domestic production of uranium.
Well, there's no question, Amir, that you've always been able to attract quality people. And I guess that's one of the reasons that Doug Casey has identified you as one of the leading entrepreneurs, younger entrepreneurs in the resource sector. But I have to ask you, you were able to raise $26 million in the middle of January at a time when the uranium price was still, you know, it is still very depressed, but even more so. Kudos to you for being able to raise that kind of money in such a horrible market. But what are you going to do with that money? What are your plans going forward in 2017 for uranium energy?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jay, and for the observations on our raise. It is a tough environment still to raise money in the uranium sector, and I think it speaks volumes that it really is a vote of confidence in our team and in our assets and in our strategy that we were successful in raising capital. I have to tell you that you know, back in 2005 when we started this business, we were probably at the time one of 20 uranium companies in the world. By 2007, the uranium price had quadrupled. We were one of 600 uranium companies in the world. And today we're back to seeing a low uranium price and our company being back to probably being one of 15 or 20 uranium companies in the world. But today, more than ever, we're very advanced. We're a production-ready company. We have fully licensed processing facility in South Texas, our Hobson plant, which obviously we didn't have when we started out 11 or 12 years ago. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Jay, is that there's a scarcity of companies in the uranium sector that have the people, that have permitted facilities, that have projects that have been drilled already, where there's an understanding of where the uranium is. And I think the successful raise is an indication of that, that unlike the silver space or the oil and gas space, where you have hundreds of companies that are active that you can invest in uranium, there are less than 10 companies with production capability. And our company belongs to this very exclusive club. What we plan to do with this raise is to continue to advance our projects, our Burk Hollow project, for example. We're starting a drilling program. That's a project in South Texas, just 40 miles away from our Hobson processing plant. It's part of our hub and spoke strategy, where the hub is the central processing plant at Hobson with 2 million pounds per year annual capacity, and our various projects that are going to become a source of feed for that project using the in-situ recovery method, which is a whole other topic we can touch on. And, you know, Jay, we'll look to make acquisitions. We'll look to really expand our business, taking advantage of what is still a low point in the uranium market. Yes, things mm-hmm. have turned around, and we've seen a turnaround in the uranium price. But in a way, I get more excited about the fact that it's still a bit tough out there because it gives me an opportunity to make acquisitions, grow the business. This is what we've done at UEC over the last 5 years. We've been making acquisitions. We've been aggressive. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the presentation or this interview, as founder and chairman of Brazil Resources, nowadays called Gold Mining, we've done also the same thing. We've taken advantage of the commodity cycle downturns to make very accretive acquisitions. So it's a model that we understand very well, and I think we'll be able to take advantage of the same dynamic in the uranium business with a very strong balance sheet and basically a war chest that we now have as a result of this raise that we did in January.
All right, Amir, we're really quickly running out of time here. If you could take a minute or so, talk about the in-situ recovery method and what advantages that gives you. It gives you a cost advantage, perhaps. And give our listeners a sense, if you could, as to where you might fit in the industry overall from a cost perspective.
Well, I mean, in a nutshell, and since we're pressed for time, I would say any listener who's interested to learn about this low-cost technology, which is also environmentally friendly, they should visit uraniumenergy.com, our website, and we've got an animation that shows how this technology works.
Oh,
it is very unique, and in no other commodity does this technology get used to the extent it does in uranium mining, where today it's accountable for 40%, that's 40% of global uranium mining. It's by far the lowest cost way of mining uranium, so projects that use this method, including ours, are in the lowest quartile cost or on the low end of the cost curve. And it's an alternative way of mining uranium than conventional mining. So instead of moving earth to mine uranium, we use deposits that are hosted in sandstone that are permeable, and we use solution to recover the uranium out of the ground in a very environmentally benign way and in a very low-cost way. I have to leave it at that because, you know, it's, we're running out of time. But again, at uraniumenergy.com, we've got a great animation that shows this low-cost method where our company is a leader in this space and using this method in the U.S. And the technical team that we have are individuals that were part of the pioneers of this method. This method was invented 40 years ago in places like South Texas in the United States, in places like Wyoming. And so there's a great history of this method in the U.S., and the team that we have are individuals that were part of the very beginnings of this method to find uranium. And that's part of the technical expertise and advantage that we have is the team that we've assembled that we're very proud of and are, you know, collectively we're big shareholders of our company as well and are very much aligned with our shareholders.
Very good, Amir. We will have to leave it go at that. Low cost, environmentally friendly techniques, and that also should make what you're doing more palatable to some of those who might be reluctant to mining in general. So thank you very much, Amir, for being with us, and we'll look forward to keeping up with your story, especially if we get through that $36 uranium price that Michael Oliver is saying we need to get through, and I guess $40 once you can get into production, things. Michael thinks we'll see a pretty strong move after we get through those levels, so let's hope so for your sake. Thanks very much for being with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime soon, Amir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jake. Well,